Welcome back to the Jack and Joe Show.
Yes.
Final episode for the term.
Yes. We'll be back in a few weeks.
We'll have a month off. So we'll do, last 2 weeks every term. We'll stop and then we'll come back to give us time to think of ideas because we don't want to be doing bad ones. So, we want to get right into it. We're going to do loose ends.
Yes.
Now, I do believe... Stickers, we have an update on the stickers.
Oh, yes, so stickers, printed.
Printed.
Delivered.
Yep.
And for sale.
And for sale
on the website.
Show website. They're good stickers.
Yep, very
so
high quality.
Got logo in the middle.
All the platforms you can listen to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the main three where you can get us. QR code. And the others to the Jack and Joe Show, you should too. It's about a 5x10 centimeter sticker.
Yes.
Nice rectangle. Waterproof.
Yeah. 5 years without fading or discolouring.
If you're, an older person, we wouldn't recommend buying it because the sticker will outlast you. So, more for younger people, you would get the full experience out of your sticker.
You'd get the full lifetime warranty of it.
And if you see any fading, we will not refund it.
No.
We'll just...
That's not our fault.
No, that's... we'll give Fast Stick Printing a call. And we'll tell them what's happening. Okay, so we'll ponder the next end that is loose. We're supposed to do a jingle game. We didn't do the show last week.
No.
Kind
of forgot about it.
I forgot as well.
Yeah. So we're going to scrap that.
First episode back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give us a month to do it. I'm sure we can get it done in a month. It was for... You were doing one for the cheating game, and I was doing one for the...
Sport?
Yeah, what sport is best, which brings me to my second...
Third loose end.
Third loose end.
Lots of loose ends. Hard to count them.
Oh, yeah. I get lost all the time. We start so many things on the show, and then we don't get these things done.
Mm.
Third loose end.
We were thinking of, making... I don't know. What do you reckon?
Well, I'll have a look on the website. Do you want to put up a poll where people can vote what you would like... to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got everything here. So they've got signs and banners, drinks, jackets, vests, hats. Hats would be cool. We could do a mask as an option.
Bags, power banks, you name it. We could probably get it.
Tech accessories, office supplies. That wouldn't be that bad.
Pens.
Yeah, office pens. Or maybe a notebook where we could write down the ideas so we don't remember them.
We'll just sort of discuss what we reckon would be best, and then we'll put a poll on the website. Well, you can also buy the stickers, and you can...
That's right. So we'll put the website up there for you guys. You can have a look, whatever you want.
Whatever you would be interested in buying.
Yeah, if you would... I think a stress ball would be
cool. And then whichever one has the most votes at the end will... We'll invest in that.
Yeah, we'll invest. Not in a high amount, probably. Check out that site.
Check out the website.
For yourself. Okay, the space race. We couldn't really call it the space race. The podcast space race.
The space race?
Yeah, podcast space race. Have we got any donations on that?
No. So on the website now there is the GoFundMe as well, if you want to support the space episode, as well as a button where you can click to become a Patreon. Website's constantly getting updated, all the time.
Yeah, it's a great website. You should check it out. It's not going to podcast, actually won't go into space, but it will be the highest played distance-wise podcast ever in the world. So, that's something. I think that's all the loose ends I have to cover. That's loose ends.
Righty, so the next thing on the agenda
was to
call up Blackstone and tell them that they won the best chip brand. However, we do not have a phone number and you cannot publicly call them. So
On a Sunday.
Right.
Which, an email is good enough.
Yes, alright. So Joseph's going to send him an email.
Yeah.
Joseph will fill it out. And
email address. Actually, what's we'll do the show's email address? What's that?
Contact.
You should call this one as well.
Is there a dot?
Show.
Jack and Ho Show.
At gmail.com. Any inquiries there? Address. I don't think we need them. Phone.
You have to put them in.
Okay, what's really?
That's why it's got an asterisk. You can do mine if you want.
Okay. Really? Yeah. I don't even know your address. I think we should. This is way too. This is taking way too long. Email, Albi. Contact service contact form. It just takes us to the same place. All right. We just want to flick them an email. Do you know what I mean?
We don't want
to. Who owns Albi? Maybe they own Aldi.
Well, that would just be Aldi.
Swedish site.
That's Bloomberg. That's not their site.
No.
No.
That one? Rocket Search?
No. Not.
Aldi. About Aldi.
Aldi's hard to contact, you know?
Who founded Aldi? I'm going to email them. Founded Aldi. You'd think being a corporate business, Carl. Oh, they look dead, okay. Is Aldi owned by? It's owned by that Albert Discounts. Okay. Email. Yeah, he's dead. Five things. You didn't know about the supermarket king. Okay. Things that you never knew about Aldi. So it's a German grocery store.
Okay. Well,
Blackstone. Black.
No, I've checked that so many times. There is
chips.
They're so hard to contact. They just don't want to be contacted, do they?
No, they don't want to know that they've won. That they've won.
Maybe someone from Aldi is listening.
Yeah, if you are from Aldi.
Reach out to us on the website. Let us know how we can contact someone. But if you can't, congratulations, you've won.
Yeah, you've won. We'll fill out the. How about we'll just put the comments.
Do you want me to do that?
No, we can. How about we write what we're going to do now, and then we'll fill out all the other stuff later.
Okay.
What inquiry? Store inquiry, product inquiry, other inquiry.
Other inquiry, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations. Comma. Congratulations. We need to say.
Congratulations. Or maybe an exclamation mark.
Yeah, definitely. Congratulations. You have.
No, Blackstone. Because it's not necessarily our one, you know. It's...
Congratulations. Your chip company, Blackstone. I can't spell. Chip.
Try to type it.
Penny Blackstone.
This went on for another 3 minutes of Joseph writing an email, so I've got rid of it just so, you know, you can enjoy the listening a little bit more. But let's get back to when he's finished now.
Done.
Okay, now we'll quickly fill out all this other stuff.
Stuff. We'll send it off. And we'll, send it off. Okay, I want to propose
an
ongoing challenge for the rest of our lives.
Okay, that's a long time.
Well, is it though? So you'll find out why I said is it though later in the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I want three challenges I thought of, and if you can think of any, that's perfectly, doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
All right. First one is get on TV wearing a Jack and Joseph show top.
Okay.
Or just getting on TV in general.
Okay.
Whether it be walking behind someone doing the weather.
Yep.
Whether it be anything. there's one.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can talk to someone famous.
Talk to someone famous. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't have to be really show related, just anyone famous.
How famous, like, are we talking?
If you would mention their name in to the someone, they would go, oh, that's impressive. You know.
Okay.
And then the third I thought of was find this special coin that's been getting around.
A coin, okay.
Now, what's happened, I've actually come up with the news just then.
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, there were these $1 coins printed and had the coin's face on it, but the coin's face was the face they used for 10-cent coins, not the face they used for $1 coins.
There's a difference?
Apparently. They're still in circulation. There's a way to tell the face. I'll show you a photo later. It does look a bit different than normal dollar coins. So always have a dollar coin on you at all time to check if that's one of them. It's called the Mule. One recently sold for about $4,000.
That's a lot
to coin collectors. So if we find one, that's one challenge. So do you have anything else we might want to aim for?
No, I reckon they're pretty good goals.
Yeah, goals. Now.
Coin sounds interesting. I'm gonna get home and look through all the $1 coins I own.
Yeah. I'm gonna tape a $1 coin to my hand. So I always know what a $1 coin looks like, so I can always compare.
Right.
So we did say when you'll die, we're gonna take a quiz now.
Okay.
To let us know when we die.
Okay.
How
do we want to do it, one each, or
we'll just do it together?
Okay.
How often do you exercise? Once a day.
Once a week. I do it once a week.
Yeah, I probably that's the closest to I would think. Where to grow up in a house?
Mhm.
I think we both grew up in a house.
What's your favourite food? Oh, alright. What's yours out of them?
Jesus, it's all French related stuff.
I'm gonna say French fries.
Yeah. It's all French, like French toast, French fries, French pizza bread, French onion soup, kale, chocolate pudding frozen in an ice tube tray and eaten like little square fudgicles. I think it's a bit of a joke quiz, I don't think. Usually
what
wake
time
up.
Do you wake up? Oh, 6 a.m.
Soft, yeah.
Not on 6 o'clock. No. How stressed are you?
Not really. I'm never stressed.
Pretty chill.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill.
Pretty chill.
All right. How many times a day do you breathe?
Oh, all right.
20,000 on a good day?
Oh, we will die in
2043.
Okay.
On one of the less important bank holidays, Labor Day, Washington's birthday, Thanksgiving. Okay, it's 2033.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think that's what? 23 years from now? So it's predicting we'll die at 37 years of age.
That's better than what this app on my phone told me.
What did it tell you?
It told me I'm going to die in 12 years.
No. Okay. So when we this is the day we'll come together, the show, and see what if challenges will complete. We'll do a show in 2043 on America Labor Day. That's when things will die.
Yeah.
So when 24 years old, we'll do a show.
Mm.
Maybe. Depends. That's the time we have to complete the challenges. If we don't complete them by then, we will know that it's not true.
Alright, so last week or the week before, whatever it was, we talked about what could be like the sport for the show, and we came up with the idea of Aussie curling.
Or frisbee golf.
Or frisbee golf, yes. So, how do you reckon we would do
Bubblesy thinking Girls? The thing that makes it to stop is they obviously broom action has to be involved. Mm. So it got me thinking, we don't have ice in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We do have sand.
Yes.
So it could maybe a beach game.
Yes.
Alright, so I was thinking, we get a board.
Yeah.
Right. A really long board, or like a tarp or something. I think there has to be a bin.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, because there's not much more bin. Not much more of the Australian than using a bin as like a stump or something.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teams of two.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bowl the ball. All right, and the other person has to swipe away as much sand as they think would be needed to get it to the closest to the bin, but not hitting the bin.
Elaborate on that.
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
Okay, there's a tarp.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tarp, yeah.
So someone bowls a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's all sand on the field, right? So obviously that will slow the ball down. Mm-hmm. You have to broom the sand off the field. You know, like how they broom the ice off?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to broom the sand away. There's a bin at the end, and the aim of the game is to get the ball as close to the bin, but not hitting the bin.
Oh, and you take away the sand so it stops.
So it can be small. Or you leave the sand on if it looks like it's overshot.
Yes. Okay, I like that. That's a good idea.
It could work. Yes, do you have an idea?
Well, frisbee golf is obviously...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, frisbee golf. Frisbee golf.
Well, what first came to mind was attaching a blower to a bit of wood and keeping it a push, but no.
That could work. We could try multiple ways.
I don't reckon that would work. I like your idea. I like the sand concept.
Because I think in hot Australian hot summer's day, or if there's any other thing that could be
put there. Is there like a sort of, like that stump there, something similar to that, that you have to push along the sand and try and get it close to the bin.
Maybe it's something a like flattened beer can. Because that's Australian.
Yeah, that's...
It's Australian.
That would work.
So then, because that's like a puck that would, obviously, but you have to get it to slide.
It's depending on where you play it. It could be like this floor.
Yeah.
Quite slippery, you know.
And that's why maybe you have like a special tarp. Which How about next... I go over, I'm going to scour down prototype, bring it first week on the show, and we can see what we think.
Cool.
So maybe it would, yeah. The leaf blower idea, what was that going to...
Oh, that was just going to be like a bit of wood, leaf blower, switch it on, and then push it.
Maybe you could turn the leaf blower on for a certain amount of time so it could get close. Because in the actual game of curling, I've been seeing they have the circles... The one circle, obviously the smaller circle in the middle is for the more points. I do like the bin concept though.
The bin is good. And like if you hit the bin, that's like centre or no.
Because hitting the bin's easy. That's the easy part because you throw it as hard as you want. Getting it close to the bin without hitting the bin, that's the hard part.
Yeah. So like a ring around the bin maybe. And then another one. Ring around the bin and then out a little bit and then another one.
Yeah. And then whatever ring you get into. And then there could be, like, a really tiny ring, like maybe 5 centimetres away from the actual bin, where it can land, and that's the maximum points.
I like that idea. That's good.
I'll have to design that. Yeah. It could work.
I reckon so.
And then frisbee golf, I think, is just frisbee golf.
Standard frisbee golf, yeah.
I was thinking, though, we'd have to... Because the goal they use for frisbee golf, it's like this chain sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The frisbee I've got is it's like a disc with a big hole in the middle, like a proper one. Maybe it's just a stake.
Try and land it on a stake.
I'm thinking we could invent like maybe portable frisbee golf. Do you mean have you ever played the game? You know, where they throw the horseshoes at the thing.
Yeah.
Could be like that, but so we put
the further distance.
Yeah. Start on one side of the house, put the goal on the other side of the house.
And try and get...
The fields anyway, do you know what I mean? You could try to throw it over, but probably wouldn't reckon throw it over the roof.
No.
And then you just got to get on the stake.
Yep. I like it.
Good work. So Aussie Curling out.
Definitely
we'll have to
save them for next
opening show.
Yeah.
Next term.
Next term, something like that.
Still season two, but
yep.
Each year will be a new season.
Yeah.
Then we can easily keep track of what year we're up to.
Yes. Right. But yeah, I like them.
No,
they're good.
That's what it is.
Bought a pack of the Sprinters yesterday, I think it was.
Flavor?
Original. Oh. Original, yep. Last packet, actually.
Probably heard the show and all went in.
Yeah. Like, they were all gone. Yeah. Like, empty. First of all, bag wasn't fully full. That was my first.
Wasn't fully full.
No.
Sprinters, I've been noticing, they
very
generally
full.
Have good fillage
no,
of the bag.
It was like low tide, like.
Yeah.
And then second of all, half the bag was burnt. Like, black chip. It was.
Sometimes a burnt chip can be nice.
Oh,
they were overdone.
It was not nice.
Yeah.
Though.
They were overdone.
Yeah. Can't really have this, can we? Blackstone. I mean, great. But the other Audi company.
Sprinters, you know.
Sprinters. I reckon. Moving to third.
Move,
that
yeah.
is my proposal.
I'm actually disappointed in that.
Mm.
That disappoints me.
So I reckon,
fairly cheap.
Yes. So I reckon we move Smiths up.
Yeah.
And Sprinters down.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. If they're going to be skimping, you know, they probably thought, we've got second place, that's fine. No. We will always be watching and listening out.
Mm.
And eating all your chip rounds. And don't skimp, or
yep.
you will get a public call out on the show. Any
yes.
food that you get from now on, and you don't think it's up to par, we'll have it on the show.
Yep, let us know. And
even us too, if we ever, you know, like a, you know, go to the Chinese something, an off spring roll or something, you'll hear about it.
Oh yeah.
And Sprinters, if you want to sponsor us, don't.
No.
We only want
highest quality of brands.
Sprinters expectation. Audi Supermarket Shop are baffling to find a pack of Sprinters chicken flavour. Chips. Here's something else Tony Abbott could.
Yeah, actually, no, it was chicken. Because
it was
a green
chicken.
Packet.
Oh.
So, what's happened in this one?
Oh, that don't look nice.
No.
Which appears to be dark and burnt. I think a lot of people are having this problem,
must,
Jack.
Yeah, look. We just looked
dark.
Up Sprinters.
Yeah, first
went to news.
But,
yes.
Yeah. That's what they look
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Really?
That was terrible.
That like a huge chunk of seasoning.
Mm. That was it.
That's
it was revolting.
Was it not nice?
No. I threw it out. The rest of the bag. Go on. More people.
Baffling discovery in Sprinters. They opened opened a Sprinters pack and found Coles brand in there. I think we need to.
We need to investigate this chip stuff.
Sprinters.
It goes much deeper.
That's not. That's not
clearly me. I wasn't the only one that found out about these burnt chips.
No.
It goes way deeper than that.
Yeah, wow.
It's not good.
The Sprinters, they're skimping out on produce.
No, they deserve the.
I think they might even deserve last.
Oh.
It must be a new thing.
Yeah.
These chicken. Look, that looks. These look burnt there as well.
Hmm. Disappointing
that's
in Sprinters.
That's disappointing. You know, we thought we were, you know, running a fair competition here.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously not. Who knows what else they could be hiding?
Mm.
So
yep.
I think there's only one thing to do, and that's go out and get some chicken Sprinters brand and see if they do it again.
Mm.
I don't think it's a one-off thing.
No.
And then I'm going to take them back and actually record myself inquiring about why they're burnt.
Yep. But just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, no, that's
clearly
good. No,
that's
bring justice to the people. And if you're listening, don't buy chicken Sprinters.
Not chicken
and
Sprinters.
We'll open the service where you can complain about food that you get and it's not nice.
Yep. We'll do.
On that topic, we went to a fish and chip shop the other day.
Okay.
Ordered fish and chips. One piece of fish to a bag of chips for that big.
Really?
One piece of fish to a bag of a large bag of chips.
Was it
fish
specifically fish? and chips.
Fishes and chips.
Fishes and chips.
No, it was you would expect, and it wasn't like it was some huge piece of fish. It was just a small fish.
Usually in fish and chips, you bare minimum 4 bits.
Yeah, like, you get more than just one. So if you eat fish, and it's like you've got filled with potato, and then, you know. So yeah, that's just another thing. We won't disclose the business, I don't think.
No, we'll keep that quiet.
But Sprinters, I mean.
Yeah, Sprinters. No.
If they're a known brand, we will disclose them to keep the public safe. That's our duty. But, you know, if, you know, any other complaints, send them our way, because we will do justice.
Yep. Alright guys, well that basically wraps it up for today's, this term's episode bunch, I guess.
Just realised something.
What?
On the last show of the term, we let our standards drop, and I'm quite appalled that we, in each ourselves.
Oh no, we didn't.
Have you, we didn't, had,
we didn't say. A big show.
No.
I just also remembered something else.
What?
You said the last show of season 2, I'm pretty sure. You said last show of this season, you were going to do a big finish.
It's not the last show of season 2.
Mm. But like this term, I think you meant.
Did I say that?
I think so.
I say a lot of things.
Yeah. Like, I mean. But the main thing, we didn't say big show.
We didn't say big show.
That's.
But it was a big. It was a big show.
It was a big show, but we didn't ward off the bad spirits.
So it could have been an even bigger show. So imagine this show times a big number. That's how big the show would have been.
Yeah,
but we would have had outing people contacting us right back. We would have had, you know, Sprinters. We would have
found a phone number.
Yeah. They would have opened just for us. Sprinters would have, you know, sent a crisp handwritten apology letter to us. You know, that's what magnitude we were going for a big show. But we didn't. But I just don't think it
wasn't too bad of a show. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can go to the website tjajs.squatter.site. Stickers are out. You can vote on what merch you would like to see. All of that good stuff.
Not even vote. Just send us an email under.
Oh, they'll be voting. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll
on every single product.
Yep.
The biggest poll you've ever seen.
Yep. And they'll be. Yeah.
Well, that's the show.
That's pretty much the show.
Catch you in a month. Sorry about last week. Couldn't get it done. Busy schedules.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Psst, you still listening? Great, because at this point in time, the podcast hadn't gone for 30 minutes yet, and we didn't want to let the... I didn't want to let the podcast standards go down, so I am going to fill in your time for the next 2 minutes. Feel free to stop listening if you want, but our website, tjajs.square.site, great website, go visit that. But yeah, you can buy the stickers now, they're selling very quickly, so make sure you get in and get that. Yeah, very high quality stickers, 5 years without fading, as I already said in the show. But yeah, they are getting around. They're great. I also go vote on the poll on what you'd like to see us release as merchandise, on the site. Reach out to us if there's any food complaints or anything like that. And, we'll be back next term or maybe in 2 weeks or something from when this episode comes out. And we will continue the show from then. But again, thank you for tuning in to this episode. And, thank you for tuning in for this series. Anyway, I'm just rambling on now. Fill your time. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode, I guess, with Joseph, I guess. All right, bye.